is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
20 of Our Favorite Thanksgiving Getaways 2024 by Lynn Coulter, last updated on August 5th, 2024. Make the most of your Thanksgiving break with a great getaway. See an iconic parade in person, visit a volcano, or relax on great beaches both in the U.S. and abroad. Looking for the best places to go for Thanksgiving? Have your turkey and dressing down the road or on the road with one of the Thanksgiving vacation ideas we've rounded up. Some are laid back, while other Thanksgiving getaways are packed with adventures, and you can do most of them in 3 or 4 days. We've got the best Thanksgiving getaways for families, too. Choose your favorite, even if you have to take off a little extra time to travel. Make some magic in Orlando, Florida. Mild weather, fewer than usual crowds, and plenty of things to see and do make Orlando a great choice for a Thanksgiving getaway. Resorts and restaurants offer everything from casual Thanksgiving buffets to fabulous feasts that will please the pickiest eater. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, anyone? Choose from theme parks like the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, SeaWorld, Universal, Legoland, and more when you visit. This theme park capital of the world will keep you busy with parades, shows, water parks, rides that range from hair-raising roller coasters to gentle toddler fun, and more. Be sure to book early for this perennially popular destination. Get pumped at a parade in New York City. Sure, you can kick back in your recliner to watch the 2024 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, televised from New York City on November 28th. But that doesn't match the excitement of being there to see the marching bands, live performances, musical artists, floats, and giant balloons. Santa and Mrs. Claus will make their annual appearance, and the Radio City Rockettes will do some kicking of their own before the parade. Check their website for the schedule. The parade lasts just one day, so what to do afterwards? Take in a Broadway show, ride a ferry to the Statue of Liberty and Empire State Building, pay your respects at the 9/11 Memorial, or get a head start on some Christmas shopping. You'll run out of time before you run out of things to do. Visit a volcano in Costa Rica. Costa Rica is one of the best places to go for Thanksgiving because the prices and crowds are usually down. It's less than 3 hours by plane from Miami and about 5 from New York. While November is a transitional season, the weather is drier toward the end of the month than the beginning, and the countryside is still lush and green. Pick up a rental car at either of the two international airports and drive 3 hours to Arenal Volcano National Park. Enjoy its mineral-rich hot springs, rainforest trails, and safari floats. Hike an ancient lava flow, ride a zip line, or go sloth spotting. Costa Rica is a fun Thanksgiving getaway for families. More to do in Costa Rica: visit a cacao plantation or take a guided tour to see medicinal plants, rare fungi, some are bioluminescent, and more than 116 species of bats. Go glam in Palm Springs, California. Explore Arizona's glamorous past and present in Palm Springs, known for its mid-century modern architecture and tour-worthy buildings designed by famous architects. Once a desert getaway for Hollywood celebs, it offers buzzy clubs filled with music, dancing, and shows. Not a night owl? Book a daytime desert jeep tour, get a bird's-eye view of the landscape from the aerial tramway, or ride a bike for a healthy workout while you check out the city trails and loops. Take the kids to beautiful Joshua Tree National Park, about an hour away, the Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert, or the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. Bring your pup and let her romp in a fenced-in, grassy dog park. Palm Springs is a popular destination for anyone who loves sun and fun. Find your vibe in Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Ski season usually begins in North Lake Tahoe from mid to late November, so if all those Thanksgiving potatoes will make your pants feel tight, plan to hit the slopes. Expect daytime temperatures in the 50s in Lake Tahoe, so it'll be too cold to swim, but you can enjoy the scenic drive on the Lake Tahoe Loop. Give yourself some time to stop along this 72-mile-long route to visit a casino, take a ranger-guided hike at Spooner Lake and Backcountry State Park, or shop and dine at Kings Beach. Hike all or part of the Tahoe Rim Trail to see meadows, high alpine lakes, and stunning vistas. The North Shore, home to one of the state's largest public beaches, feels laid back. Its Hyatt Regency Lake Tahoe Resort, Spa, and Casino has a private beach. For a livelier vibe, check out South Lake Tahoe's Zephyr Cove Resort and book a lakeside cabin or campsite, rent a jet ski or other watercraft, and look for wildlife like mule deer and birds. The luxurious Edgewood Tahoe Resort, also on the South Shore, plans to offer a Thanksgiving-inspired menu for the holiday. Soak up history, art, and culture in Milwaukee. The Bronzeville neighborhood in the heart of Milwaukee's African-American 6th District community is a great destination for a getaway. In 2022, the New York Times called Bronzeville one of 52 places for a changed world, where travelers can be a part of the solution. Attractions include America's Black Holocaust Museum, an acclaimed historical and memorial museum, and the Mother Africa mural at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. Don't miss the diverse restaurants and shops on and around Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Downtown Milwaukee's Holiday Lights Festival runs from November 21st to January 1st, 2025. Go Cajun in coastal Louisiana. Instead of turkey and cranberry sauce, celebrate Thanksgiving with fresh seafood in coastal Louisiana, which includes LaForche Parish, St. Tammany Parish, and Jefferson Parish. Time to visit just one? Try Thibodeau, Louisiana's Cajun Bayou. When you're hungry, hop on the Cajun Bayou Food Trail, the Louisiana Oyster Trail, or feast in restaurants and cafes on crawfish, etouffee, and gumbo. When you're full, catch a swamp tour or play the washboard in the twice-monthly Cajun Music Jam. Rather catch your dinner, charter a boat, and go fishing. Hike the trails in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Gatlinburg says it has more choices of places to stay than any other mountain destination in the country. Book a cabin, condo, or chalet, and bring your family or friends, or opt for a B&B, hotel, lodge, resort, or inn. If those don't suit, park your RV or pitch a tent in a scenic campsite. You don't have to blow your budget for a great Thanksgiving getaway here. Go hiking and enjoy the waterfalls, autumn leaves, scenic views, and wildlife in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Or drive the 8-mile loop in the Gatlinburg Arts and Crafts community. Its independent artisans sell everything from dulcimers to handcrafted soaps and body butters. Or you can take a workshop and make your own craft. Be sure to catch a free Winter Magic Tunes and Tales street performance between November 29th and December 21st, 2024. Don't worry about parking. There's no charge to hop on the Gatlinburg trolley and explore the town. Check the website for route maps and operating hours. Hit the beach in Hawaii. Some places close or change their hours around Thanksgiving, but in Hawaii, the beaches are always open. November temperatures average between 72 and 84 degrees, so bring your swimsuit and get away to one of the six islands. Kayak the Wailua River on Kauai, also known as the Garden Isle. Surf and sightsee in Oahu. Overlook the Pacific from the tallest sea cliffs in the world on Molokai. Visit a coffee farm and black sand beach on the island of Hawaii. Or explore the quaint shops and eateries on uncrowded Lanai. Maui suffered devastating wildfires in 2023, but tourism is encouraged to help the economy recover. Visitors are respectfully asked not to photograph fire-affected areas. Don't miss a luau. These Hawaiian feasts feature music, dancing, and popular foods like haupia, coconut pudding, kalua pig, pork cooked in an underground oven, and a delicacy called poke, typically prepared with raw fish, soy sauce, green onions, kukui nuts, and seaweed. Catch the shows in Branson, Missouri. Celebrate Thanksgiving in Branson with a seafood feast, turkey and all the fixings, or other fare at one of the town's many restaurants. Top off your day at the Top of the Rock sunset ceremony when patrons raise a toast as Civil War cannons fire. You won't lack for entertainment. Branson currently offers more than 100 shows that range from outdoor dramas to Dolly Parton's Stampede, complete with 32 horses and trick riders, as well as circus acts, live concerts, and more. Take the kids to Silver Dollar City, an 1880s-style theme park, or play around at the Branson Hills Golf Club. Zip line just north of town at Wolf Creek Preserve, or ride a scenic railway. Take a hybrid jet boat lake cruise, or get stoked for Christmas with a drive-through the Lights of Joy display. If you miss Dolly Stampede in Branson, look for the one in Pigeon Forge near Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Visit reefs, rainforests, and ruins in Belize. History buffs, nature lovers, and beachgoers, take some extra time for a longer Thanksgiving getaway to Belize, located in Central America on the Caribbean Sea. Explore its Mayan ruins, rainforests teeming with wildlife, and colorful birds like toucans and hummingbirds, and snorkel or scuba in the stunning Belize Barrier Reef, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. From Belize, take a quick plane ride or 75-minute water taxi ride to Amberges Cayes, Belize's largest island and home to sandy beaches and Shark Ray Alley, where you can snorkel with stingrays, sharks, and turtles. Be sure to bring a camera you can use underwater. Make waves in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, Alabama. Families love Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, Alabama. This 27,000-acre island on the northernmost coast of the Gulf of Mexico boasts 32 miles of white sandy beaches, so bring your swimsuit and equip the littles with sand buckets and shovels. Head to Gulf Shores if you enjoy biking, nature, and craft beers, adults only, of course. Visit Orange Beach if you'd rather boat, fish, or shop. Take a sightseeing tiki cruise and hang out in a hammock or hit the links. The average November temperatures in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach range from the mid-60s to the high 70s. Explore the amazing Adirondacks. Made up of 12 distinct regions, the Adirondacks region offers almost limitless things to see and do. At 6 million acres, Adirondack Park, New York's largest playground, is the largest park in the continental U.S. and an ideal Thanksgiving getaway for outdoor enthusiasts. Explore its waterfalls, paddle its waterways, climb mountain trails for panoramic views, or explore the Lake Placid Olympic Center and other museums with the whole family. Browse for regional crafts and charming villages, take a steamboat cruise, or ride the Adirondack Scenic Railway. Experience iconic sights in London, England. You'll want to see the famous sights in London: Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London, the London Eye Ferris Wheel, Westminster Abbey. Famous UK authors like Jane Austen and William Shakespeare are buried in its Poets' Corner, and the exquisite Kew Gardens. Book the Warner Bros. Studio Tour London for a behind-the-scenes peek at how the Harry Potter films were made. There are free attractions to explore, too, like the world-famous British Museum, National Gallery, and the Tate Modern, Britain's National Museum for Contemporary and Modern Art. Visit a Christmas market or take a whirl around one of London's ice rinks, which usually start opening in November. If you visit early in the month, watch for announcements about Bonfire Night fireworks, often held on or around November 5th to commemorate Guy Fawkes Day. See the city by tour bus or book a cruise on the Thames for great views of St. Paul's Cathedral. Keep checking London's November 2024 calendar for updates and additions to events and attractions. Savor the scenery in Sedona, Arizona. Ever explored a vortex? Sedona is considered to be the home of four vortices. A vortex is thought to be where powerful energy enters or leaves the earth and leads to a spiritual transformation. Book a vortex tour or venture out on your own. Whether or not you feel the energy, you'll find spectacular scenery. Sedona features more than 400 miles of hiking and biking trails. Also, tours via horseback, ATVs, hot air balloons, and jeeps are available. Sedona's cuisine choices range from seasonal alfresco dishes prepared with local ingredients to French Mediterranean dining. American comfort foods and southwestern favorites like green chili, huevos rancheros, and chilaquiles. Vegetarians and gluten-free options are also available. Take a pottery class, fish in Oak Creek Canyon, play golf, or visit the Verde Valley Archaeology Center. Find more things to see and do in Sedona, or simply take in your surroundings and sip your favorite libation around a cozy fire pit. Play in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is rich in historic attractions like the Liberty Bell Center, Independence Hall, and the President's House. Around town, scenic trails attract runners and bikers. Parks offer playgrounds, gardens, lakes for kayaking, and places to skateboard or roller skate. Green spaces are popular for lawn games, picnics, views of Philly's waterfront and skyline, or just lounging. As you'd expect, July 4th is the biggest party in town, but many Thanksgiving events also occur in November, when the weather is usually pleasant and mild. Run a marathon on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway or watch the nation's oldest Thanksgiving Day Parade at the 6 ABC Duncan Thanksgiving Day Parade on November 28th. Watch this site for updates on Philadelphia's 2024 holiday events. Let it snow in Park City, Utah. If your hometown doesn't get much winter weather, you may be ready for a snowy Thanksgiving getaway instead of spending another holiday in shorts and sandals. Park City is considered part of the Wasatch Back, and a short drive from the state capital usually starts getting light snow in late November. It boasts two world-class ski resorts, Deer Valley Resort, a ski-only destination that doesn't allow snowboarding, and Park City Mountain, where you can do both. If Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, these resorts can manufacture their own snow so you can frolic in the powdery white stuff as soon as you've digested your holiday meal, or just admire it from your warm, luxurious room. While you're in town, get a jump on your holiday shopping, bundle up for a sleigh ride, weather permitting, recharge with a wellness or beauty treatment, or head downtown to see the Christmas decorations going up. See the sights in Lisbon, Portugal. Filled with sunshine approximately 300 days of the year, this capital city offers castles, palaces, historic neighborhoods, cobblestone streets, and a rich cultural heritage to explore. Go to a Fado house to experience traditional Portuguese cooking, music, songs, and more. With so much sunshine, you'll find a perfect beach, pool, or park, and nighttime brings visitors and locals to the city's lively bars and clubs. Some don't open until 2 a.m., while others get busy around 11 p.m. Look for fairs and markets selling everything from organic produce and vintage items to modern arts and crafts. All the nice weather makes Lisbon a great place to golf, take a river cruise, and go sightseeing. Kick off Christmas in Boston. The November skies in Boston may be gray, but there's plenty to do indoors. Pick up some chowder at Quincy Market, lean into the music at the legendary House of Blues, or get tickets for a Thanksgiving week Bruins game or concert at TD Garden. Don't forget to check out the penguins at the New England Aquarium. They don't let the cold stop their fun. Show the kids life-size dinosaur models at the Museum of Science, and let them go hands-on in the engineering design workshop. Later, grab a warm sweater and explore America's past at 16 historic sites on the Freedom Trail. Make time to shop for Black Friday bargains, take the family ice skating at Frog Pond, and indulge in a scrumptious holiday feast at top hotels or restaurants. Confirm they're open before you go. Go back in time in Williamsburg, Virginia. Peak leaf peeping season in Virginia may be over by late November, but there's still plenty to see and do on a Thanksgiving getaway. Williamsburg, in the middle of the eastern seaboard, draws visitors to its battlefields, historic towns, and popular living history museum, Colonial Williamsburg. Kingsmill Resort is a good base for activities and boasts three renowned golf courses, three pools, and a luxurious spa. Shop the Williamsburg Farmers Market on Sunday mornings and catch the foods and feasts of Colonial Virginia at the Jamestown Settlement and the American Revolution Museum at Yorktown from November 29th to 30th. On Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, pick up discounts at Michael Kors, Nautica, and other stores at Williamsburg Premium Outlets. The busiest travel days around Thanksgiving. Conventional wisdom on which day of the week is best to fly goes out the window when it comes to Thanksgiving travel. Updated January 11, 2024. Written by Sally French. Thanksgiving week tends to draw major airport crowds, and coupled with inevitable weather delays, it can be a brutal time to travel. Not to mention, the conventional wisdom to fly on Tuesdays won't necessarily save you much money. But some days within Thanksgiving week are significantly busier than others. If you can afford to be flexible with scheduling, you'll not only save money, but you might also avoid chaos. The best and worst days to fly around Thanksgiving. NerdWallet analyzed checkpoint travel numbers provided by the Transportation Security Administration from 2019 to 2022, which tracks the number of passengers screened daily in the U.S. at its checkpoints. The data shows that the Sunday after Thanksgiving is the most crowded day to travel from the 7 days before and after Thanksgiving. Are the airports busy on Thanksgiving Day? Our analysis shows that the actual holiday is the least crowded travel day at airports. Why flying the Sunday after Thanksgiving is so terrible? By almost all metrics, the Sunday after Thanksgiving is pretty much the worst day of the year to fly. In 2019, 2021, and 2022, it was the busiest single day of the entire year in terms of U.S. passengers based on TSA passenger data. The post-Thanksgiving Sunday wasn't the busiest day of the year in 2020 because, well, you know why. The most crowded day awarded in 2020 went to Friday, February 14th, which preceded the President's Day weekend and pandemic-related travel restrictions. The Smarter, Cheaper Thanksgiving Weekend Itinerary. If you work a standard Monday to Friday work week with 2 days off for the holiday, then leaving Wednesday after work and flying home Sunday night might make sense. That's the schedule most people follow to avoid taking extra time off, and if you join in, then you'll pay, both in terms of cost and crowds. Beyond crowds, expect to pay big this year. Sure, average airfares are actually cheaper this year versus last, and are even cheaper this year versus pre-pandemic, with average airfares for the first 6 months of 2023 down 7.2% versus the same period in 2022, according to a NerdWallet analysis of consumer price index data released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But airfares can still feel incredibly high. That's for a few reasons, including that basic economy seats have lowered overall prices, but for folks who end up paying a la carte for benefits that were typically included in the past, like checked bags or the ability to select your seat, the total cost can end up sometimes more expensive given all those ancillary fees. So how can you choose a better Thanksgiving travel itinerary to save some money? Avoid the Wednesday to Sunday itinerary and try these travel days instead. Travel on Thanksgiving Day. Is flying on Thanksgiving Day busy? Across travel days for the week before and after Thanksgiving, the holiday was the lowest traffic day every year in our analysis. Book the first flight out for the day, a practice NerdWallet recommends anyway to reduce your odds of a flight delay, and you might even land in time for Thanksgiving dinner. Stay longer. If you can extend your trip, the Wednesday after Thanksgiving is on average the second emptiest day to travel. Especially if you have the option of remote work, you might be able to avoid taking vacation days despite the longer trip. Fly on Black Friday. If you must travel during the weekend, consider having Thanksgiving dinner at your own home, then travel somewhere on Black Friday, which is the third least crowded day to fly on average. Look at it as a great way to not only avoid airport crowds, but also retail crowds, since you won't be out shopping. The standard rules around the best and worst days to fly don't necessarily apply. Coupling that with conventional wisdom around saving money on flights, flying for Thanksgiving might not be as painful a proposition as you once thought. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
Again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.